Assalamu alaikum, walak, matulai wa barakato. Ana saidun bi ujudi huna maakum. May I start by thanking His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum for inviting me to the summit. I am pleased to be here today to share Samsung's innovation story. Samsung is a global company with staff in 84 countries. But our roots are far away from here in Korea. Still, Korea and the Arab world have a very special relationship. In fact, we believe that the name Korea comes from Arab merchants who traded with the Goryeo dynasty, which they called Korea. And there are quite a few cultural similarities between Korea and the Arab world. Things like our traditional education and customs. For example, traditional education, Korean students, just like Arab students, learned by reciting texts in class. We also share a culture that values a warm welcome for guests. But the ties that bind us go much deeper. The friendship is like one mind, one goal in two bodies. There is one mind and one goal we share: innovation. Korea and the UAE became countries of innovation because we both believe anything is possible with imagination. And we can build something great out of almost nothing. Today, I want to share what we at Samsung have learned on our innovation journey. To discuss how this knowledge can be applied by others, like governments. And to share with you how our approach to innovation will help us to tackle the challenges of tomorrow. So first, a little about where we come from and where we want to go. Our group took its first step in 1938. We were very small, only 40 employees. But already we had big dreams and a long-term vision. We were not just looking quarter to quarter or even year to year. Our vision looked 100 years into the future. Our first goal was to get scale. Let's be honest, though, our goal was to survive. Next, we wanted to be competitive by providing high-quality products. That's where we are today. Our ultimate goal is for Samsung to be a long-term industry leader. To get there, we have to be much more than a tech company that makes the best products. We need to enrich people's lives, inspire the world, and shape the future. Our innovation journey has been built on those goals. Our attitude is, we don't see challenges, we see opportunities. We always stay hungry for success. And as we do that, we follow the same model as the UAE. Imagine and do. That attitude has taken us far. Today, we are a global firm that generates over $200 million in sales a year. We are leading our industry across 8 product categories. What makes us especially proud? Our brand is now the 7th most valuable in the world. And we are the highest ranked Asian company on the list. The root of our success is innovation. It is based on the 3 pillars: product, process, and people. The logic of the 3 P's is simple. To create the best products, we need the best process. And to create the best process, we need the best people. I know, we need all 3 to build something special, to produce things the world has never seen. So let me give you a behind-the-scenes look at how this works. First, products. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Samsung's innovation in smartphones. I hope you all have one of our great phones in your pocket right now. But just in case you don't, here is a quick introduction. Yes, the Galaxy series brings consumers great excitement. Today, though, I'd like to share the stories behind the success of our 2 other leading products. Let's first take TVs.
Have you heard about Samsung?
No, I've never heard of it.
What do you think of Samsung's products?
Well, I never used them before, but I heard they're a lot cheaper in cost.
I have to admit, in the early 90s, Samsung was so far behind our competitors. It seemed impossible to catch up. We knew the only way to get ahead was to reset the rules of the game. And we did just that with the LED TV. Just 5 years ago, Despite their outstanding picture quality, LED TVs were too bulky, as thick as 130 millimeters, and too expensive to be mainstream. So Samsung set a bold goal to redefine the LED TV and to make the TV slimmer than a pen, less than 30 millimeters in depth. You may ask, why did we have to make a TV that slimmer? The answer, consumers. Our research showed that consumers thought only a 30 millimeter TV was truly slim. But this goal, it was impossible with current technology. I was the leader of this challenging project. Those were tough days. I was only sleeping 2 to 3 hours a day. My only focus was making the unimaginable happen. My wife was worried about my health. And she told me, "You have to leave your job. I will become a licensed cook and support family." Then I had a moment of epiphany, and I put it to action right away. I realized we had to leave the old technology and the old thinking behind. Until this day, I sincerely thank my wife. And after many long nights, we finally had a breakthrough. We wrapped LED bar around the edge of the TV instead of behind the TV panel. Thanks to this new approach, we were able to make TVs with fewer LED bar chips and at a reduced cost. And compared to the bulk of other TVs on the market, Samsung's new TVs were 1/4 the size. So we thought we had the right product ready to go to market. But then we realized that by adapting the new edge LED bar, the picture quality was compromised. It was a huge disappointment. We had invested a lot only to hit yet another roadblock. But we didn't give up. We decided to redesign nearly every part of the TV, even the raw materials, to improve the display quality. It took us 4 long and hard years to create a new breakthrough LED TV. Super slim, with best picture quality, and at an affordable price. I remember the first time I saw the final products. I am not overstating it to say all our engineers were nearly brought to tears of joy. Think about it. What if we had reduced the TV to 35 millimeters and not 30 millimeters? What if we stopped halfway because of the bad picture quality? It's like a spacecraft not leaving the Earth's atmosphere. A spacecraft has to travel at 11.2 kilometers per second to leave the Earth and travel into space. The difference between 11.1 and 11.2 kilometers per second is huge. Only when you break through limitation can we open doors into new world. So I can confidently say that setting a bold goal and never compromising is critical to a victory. With this LED TV, Samsung created a whole new category, quickly taking over the market. And now, nearly every TV you see in the store is a LED TV. The second example are our refrigerators. For the longest time, the industry kept making bigger and bigger refrigerators. The goal was to offer more storage capacity. But we all know that kitchen space is limited. So the challenge was, how can we enlarge storage capacity without taking up more space? You might say, why not simply decrease the thickness of the fridge wall? But think about it. Could it stay as cold? Would it be sturdy enough? The answer is no. So we had to start from square one and change the whole concept, how refrigerators are built. With the new concept, we kept the size the same, added capacity inside, and improved overall performance. More importantly, we focused on finding new ways to add value. For example, by getting the professional insights of Michelin-starred chefs. They helped us design our premium refrigerators. We saw that the value was not simply in storing food. What consumers really wanted was to keep food fresh for longer. So we developed a completely new concept with groundbreaking temperature control technology. It keeps the temperature as constant as possible to preserve its freshness. Not just that, but it also preserves nutrients like vitamins and antioxidants for longer. We have done several clinical studies that prove the effectiveness of our new technology. And because consumers on average use a fridge for almost a decade, it means our premium refrigerators are giving them ultimate freshness. For healthy living for a really long time. These examples show our first P, product. But none of these product innovations would have been possible without our second P, process. Now I know process may not seem so exciting, but it's absolutely critical. Why do we need clear standards and processes? Just think about Dubai Port. Global trade took off only after logistics processes and shipping containers had been standardized. Now think about a big global company or a large government agency. When you have 300,000 employees in more than 80 countries, process and standards are an absolute must. At Samsung, we realized that the larger we got, the more we saw miscommunication and inefficiency. We knew that to be successful, we had to fix that. And we knew the solution was better process. So first, we set common terms and words for daily work, as well as standard rules and procedures for all employees and offices. The goal was to move as a well-oiled machine and for all of our departments to function in unison. Next, we created an operation system to help manage the flow of parts and products. This system helps us stay close with our partners across the entire value chain. With the system, we can check global sales data in real time. For example, my laptop, I can check how many Samsung TVs are sold at Dubai Mall today. The system even allows us to forecast precise customer demand. In other words, we can supply the right amount, at the right time, reducing inventory cost at every step of the value chain. But for great process to succeed, you also need great people. In fact, we believe a company is its people. People first is at the core of Samsung. That's why the third and the final P of our innovation strategy is people. It's why we support and nurture our staff to help them reach their full potential. Take our regional specialist program. We send employees to the country all over the world for 1 to 2 years. They learn the local language and culture, build networks, and work on local businesses projects. They gain vital knowledge about their host market. Over the past 25 years, 5,400 regional specialists have been sent to 89 different countries, including 8 nations here in the Arab world. In fact, 1/3 of our regional specialists return to their host countries as regional business managers. This program is unique to Samsung. And it was chosen by Fortune magazine in 2012 as one of the top 5 business decisions of all time. Samsung also brings talent from around the world to our headquarters in Korea. Right now, 2,000 employees from 65 different countries are working in our HQ. Several Samsung employees from the UAE are among them. Then there is our global strategic group. It is an internal think tank with top MBA graduates from around the world. We also built a tool called the Smart Learning Platform. This combines advanced digital technology with original content. It makes customized learning possible at any time and in any place. I'm really proud of what Samsung is doing to help our employee to succeed. Product, process, and people, it works for us. Last year, Samsung delivered more than 665 million products. to the hands of consumers around the world. And this number is set to increase. That's about 20 devices per second. We just made 20. Another 20. That's how we know the three P's are powering Samsung's innovation and our rise to become a global leader. I would humbly propose that the three P's can do the same for governments. For instance, innovation in three P's can help provide much better public services with more efficiency. Really, the three P's are the basis for outstanding innovation for all of us. And today, getting innovation right is more important than ever. Let me explain why. Samsung Lifestyle Research Labs in seven different regions around the world have conducted in-depth research about the biggest challenges and opportunities facing society today. The research shows that our world is facing four mega trends that are changing everything. Mobility, urbanization, aging, and new risks, such as climate change. These mega trends, they are changing how we live and work. They also force us to rethink how our societies operate and how governments deliver. To respond effectively, we need two things: the best technology and the best governance. You all here are the experts on running governments. So let me talk about the technologies that are set to make all of our lives better and easier. Here are the key technology trends shaping our future. First, very small and really smart sensors and components are now connected in real time. Second, we have new tools to understand all the data that these sensors and components generate with big data analytics. These new technologies that power what's called the Internet of Things. In the Internet of Things, or IoT for short, everyday objects are connected to the Internet. They are able to understand and meet our needs. In other words, IoT is not about technology. It's about humans. And this makes it perfectly aligned with Samsung's future of innovation. I believe IoT is a game changer. In fact, the IoT market is estimated to hit $7 trillion by 2020. It will bring huge possibilities for businesses. But more than that, It will transform how we live our lives as individuals and expand beyond the cities to cities and nations.
As the alarm goes off on your smartphone, the wireless audio plays music to start your morning. The TV turns on automatically, pulling up information you need to save you time. The TV naturally pauses and resumes, sensing your movement. And the lights even adjust themselves to get ready for movie mode. The music playing on your mobile device transitions to your speakers at home by itself. Videos go beyond the frame. And smart signage recognizes you and shows you custom videos. This is not a story about the distant future. It's ready for you.
The Internet of Things will unlock infinite possibilities. Take urbanization, the sensors and the connectivity in consumer devices can help us become more energy efficient in our homes and public buildings. They can make traffic flow more smoothly and help us tackle pollution. Just think of the possibilities for providing outstanding public services. Or take aging. We recently partnered with a startup that makes a medical sensor. It's about the size of my hand. If I place it under my mattress, it can monitor my sleep and all my vital functions. It even recommends the best time for me to wake up. This little sensor could totally change the lives of our elderly parents and make our healthcare system more efficient and effective. These examples show that IoT-enabled devices are not just tools. We don't have to push buttons to activate them. Instead, they actively support and protect us. These seamless technology experiences, they will do the extraordinary when they help us to live healthier, more comfortable lives, and provide better government services. However, to have success, we need three things. First, we need to show the public how they will benefit from the Internet of Things. Second, if we want to connect the things, if we want to deliver the benefits of IoT, we need an open ecosystem that allows all sensors and devices to connect seamlessly. We must not have IoT silos. And third, we have to collaborate across industries.
Embedded into hats and glasses, tiny brainwave sensors can help users to easily monitor their brain health. and thereby prevent life-threatening situations. Data accumulated from recording and analyzing brainwaves will also enable personalized healthcare services. When cars meet IoT, what becomes possible? With wearable technology, drivers can have the benefit of controlling their cars and easily checking its condition. And by connecting the car to home appliances, auto repair shops, and insurance companies, businesses can also have more chances to offer new services. By expanding and connecting industries together, users can enjoy safety and convenience in their daily lives, and businesses will be provided with new opportunities.
The Internet of Things will touch every aspect of our lives and revolutionize every industry. That's why we have to work across industries and why we have to strike partnerships everywhere. These partnerships, they need to go further than the private sector. Government support will be just as critical if we want to realize the promise of IoT. Because for IoT to truly impact society, it can't stop inside your home. It must continue when you drive on a public street or visit a hospital. And only governments can help us connect these dots. So I hope you will work with us to make these possibilities a reality for your citizens. You, we, all of us need to work together. With all these changes to come, we at Samsung will continuously refresh our 3P model with products that help build the IoT ecosystem by 2020. 100% of our devices will be IoT enabled. With process, for example, our Open Innovation Center that builds the links with business partners and governments, and with people, and our huge investment is talented researchers and developers to create the technology we need to face the challenges of the future. Let me close by sharing a thing or two that life has taught me. To innovate, we have to acknowledge change. We have to be ready to leave our comfortable zone and break through the limitations of old thinking. I can say with confidence, there is no challenge that cannot be overcome. Success depends on how much urgency we bring to the challenge. There are as many ideas in the world as there are grains of sand in the desert. They are just waiting to be found. To do this, we simply have to take ownership of the challenge and focus on solving it. I would like to close by sharing a line from a poem by Al Mutanabbi. Strong resolve comes in proportion to men of determination. Thank you very much. Shukran Jazilan.